In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
They couldn't think of a circumstance in which this procedure was the absolutely only procedure that could be used in a given case.
Jack Kevorkian has one main interest, and that's Jack Kevorkian. And his next interest is death. Somebody else's, not his.
The people in the United States are not looked upon as innocent in the eyes of jihadists because these people participate by voting during the election and electing the government. They are just as guilty as soldiers fighting on the front lines in Afghanistan and Iraq.
I also would like to thank our friends here in the media. May God spare us from all of the bad things they can do to us.
Well, that is an excellent prayer.
Well, I've seen this. I actually have. This exhibit was in St. Louis, several years ago. Maybe it was about a year ago or a little bit more. Human bodies on display. Actual human bodies, dead. In some cases, what should we say? Dissected and then preserved. And it's called art. It's macabre art. All sorts of art has been made with the human body throughout the history of art. Should we be disturbed by these images, by these kinds of exhibits? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going to talk about macabre art with Colleen Carol Campbell here in just a moment. It's Friday, July the 2nd, and we're coming to you live. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. A little bit later, we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, and you can vote for the soundbite right there at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. After our conversation with Colleen Carol Campbell, Dr. Curtis Giese will be our guest of Concordia University, Texas. We'll talk about Mary visiting Elizabeth. It's called The Visitation. Colleen Carol Campbell is host of a weekly TV program called Faith and Culture. She's author of the book, The New Faithful, and she writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Colleen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Colleen, I've seen one of these exhibits, and it was packed with people. We had to get tickets months in advance. Why are exhibits like Bodies, The Exhibition, and Body World so popular?
Well, I think there's kind of the shock factor to look at a human body that is dissected and then provocatively posed, as the bodies are in both of these exhibits, is something that's a little bit stomach-turning, but at the same time, kind of like a car crash, you can't help but look. And I think that voyeuristic inclination in most human beings is what's drawing the crowds to these exhibits.
What exactly would one of our listeners see if they saw one of these macabre art exhibits?
These are exhibits that basically show the plasticized remains or plastinated remains, lacquered is another phrase you could use, human remains of dubious origins. We don't really know where these bodies come from. In the Body World exhibit, they make a point of saying that they, you know, got permission to display bodies in this way. But in Bodies, the Exhibition, which is the one that's slated to arrive at the St. Louis Galleria in October, all we know is the cadavers that are used in these provocative exhibits are coming from China. And the Premier Exhibitions, which is the company that the for-profit company that launches this exhibit all over the country in casinos and shopping malls and those sorts of places, has said that they can't rule out that some of these bodies, or maybe many of these bodies, are those of Chinese prisoners or dissidents who obviously never gave their permission for their bodies to be used in this way. And what we see in these exhibits are things like cadavers playing hoops. In the Body World exhibit, there's cadavers copulating. There are cadavers of pregnant women with their fetuses intact inside the body. Obviously, didn't give permission for that. So, the ostensible purpose behind these exhibits is to give us an inside look at human anatomy that previously only doctors had in medical school. But I think we know from the crowds and the amount of money these groups are making from these exhibits, there's also just a lot of shock factor that's driving this.
So how do you respond to the assertion that these exhibits of lacquered human bodies, dead bodies, corpses, are just for education?
Well, there are a couple things. First of all, there's no reason that we need to round up cadavers and provocatively pose them in shopping malls and casinos if we want to teach kids about anatomy. So the whole idea that this is somehow the only way we can do that is ridiculous. As for the way that these bodies are being treated, we know that in medical schools where, of course, cadavers have been used to teach medical students anatomy, they've generally been treated with a great deal of respect. There are a lot of protocols that go along with the way that these bodies can be used. And I wouldn't say respect or reverence for the human body at all characterizes these particular exhibits. They really are, in my opinion, something akin to the attraction of reality TV. You know, it is a lot of vaunted educational value, but at the end of the day, it's really about appealing to, I think, our basest instincts.
Some might say that these exhibits of human bodies are just art, similar to the work of Michelangelo or Leonardo da Vinci. How do you respond?
That's right. And Body, the exhibition, the for-profit company that runs that, has been trying to push that storyline. As a matter of fact, on their website, if you visit their website, they have a page called The History of Human Anatomy. And they basically equate their own exhibit with such breakthroughs in anatomy education as Leonardo da Vinci's anatomical drawings, the Human Genome Project, and just about everything in between. So they're certainly trying to say this is a good field trip for the kids. But that still doesn't explain, A, why they're using cadavers that of probably Chinese dissidents, definitely dubious origins. We don't know whose bodies these are, and we can be fairly certain these folks whose bodies they are had never gave permission for them to be viewed in shopping malls and casinos. But also, just the way they're posed and the way the entire exhibit is built, you know, it's really more about treating the human body as a mere commodity, a curiosity, an artifact, or really just a shell that has no intrinsic moral significance aside from its utility as a teaching tool or an entertainment object. So the idea behind this, you know, is really that our human bodies don't have a lot of intrinsic value, particularly after our death. They're just kind of another source of amusement or tourist attraction. And I think when you see that the bodies for these exhibits come overwhelmingly from China, a nation that has one of the most egregious human rights records on Earth, I think it makes a lot of sense that that's where the bodies are coming from, because the way we think about bodies reflects the way we think about human rights. And when we treat bodies this way, it shapes the way we think about human dignity, and it reflects what we think about human dignity. And I think the popularity of these exhibits, sadly, reflects something about where our thinking is moving in terms of the value of the human person and the embodied human person.
So finally, Colleen, tell us, why won't you be checking out Bodies, the exhibition, when it comes to St. Louis this fall?
Well, I won't be hitting the exhibition because, basically, I think it's exploitative. I think it's an insult to our human dignity. I think it's an injustice to those whose remains are being displayed in what is really a despicable way. And it's certainly with the Bodies exhibition coming to St. Louis, we know they didn't give their permission for this. And I don't think it's a celebration of the human form as it builds itself to be. I think we can celebrate the human form in all sorts of ways, including, you know, the exhibit now at the Missouri History Museum, Vatican Splendors, a beautiful exhibit that has replicas of the Pietà and Sistine Chapel. If you want to see the beauty of the human form, that sort of exhibit is a much better choice. This one, I think, just feeds some pretty base and voyeuristic instincts that we'd be better off to downplay in ourselves and in our culture. You know, and as a Christian who believes in a God-made man, I believe that the human body deserves reverence in death as well as life, and I think that's really something we need to keep uppermost in our minds when we're evaluating whether or not we want to patronize these expensive and irreverent displays.
Colleen Carroll Campbell is host of a weekly television program called Faith and Culture. She's author of the book, The New Faithful, and she writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Colleen, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.